Number six is the soul. All right, we have covered the body with nutrition, exercise, water, sleep, and supplements. Now we're going to move on to the second part of our being, body, soul. All right, what is the soul? The soul is our mind, our will, our emotions. That's what our soul is. And if we're going to take care of the body, we got to take care of the soul as well. And it's extremely important that you do that. The proverb says to guard your heart, guard your soul with all diligence, because from it flow the springs of life. We got to take care of that soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. And a lot of people, you know, their emotions are out of control. And it's causing them health problems. Or they've got things going on in their mind. They're thinking all these things and they're worrying about things and causing all kinds of stress in their life. And it's affecting their overall health. So we can't just focus on the body and neglect the soul. We've got to take care of the soul as well. And I see a question here from Gloria that I want to answer here in just a minute. So Gloria, don't let me forget about this. She's asking about extra iron for seniors, and what if you're anemic? So I want to come back to that in a minute. But the health of the soul is extremely, extremely important for our lives, and I think it's one of the major keys, if not the major key, of these seven keys, because if our soul is not healthy, it affects every other part of our body. It affects our spirit, and it affects our physical body as well. It's part of all of our being. I said body, but our total being. So take care of the soul. And how can you do that, though? How can you do that? It's the mind, the will, the emotions is part of the soul, is the soul. So it's what we put in our minds a lot of times, what we allow our minds to think sometimes. We need to take control of that. We need to change our thinking sometimes. And, you know, a lot of times our thinking needs to be changed about these that I just talked about. You know, thinking that, hey, I can't do this, or this is going to be too hard, or I don't know if I can drink water. I don't like the taste of it. I think I'm sleeping enough. You know, 5 hours, that's enough, isn't it? Or I'm sleeping 10 hours. That's not too much, is it? You know, you can have too much, you can have too little. But we're thinking these things and we're thinking, well, I don't need supplements, I'm fine. But you're sick and you're not eating right. So the thinking process, it needs to be addressed. We need to think about what we're allowing our minds to do to keep us sometimes from taking care of the body. So don't neglect the health of your soul, your mind, your will, emotions. And one of the things that I tell people all the time, because what ends up happening a lot of times with all these thoughts that are going in our minds, sometimes we worry, we get depressed, we get anxious. That creates stress in our lives. That creates stress in our bodies that can cause all kinds of health problems, as I mentioned a minute ago about the adrenals. And the adrenals are the stressor glands of the body. So it comes back to stress. So when we are neglecting the health of our soul and allowing our thoughts to run rampant and our thoughts to keep us from being as healthy that we should be, it affects everything. It can even affect the spirit. And what I see a lot of times with people is that people are what I call soul sick. They're physically sick because they're soul sick, and they are dealing with all kinds of things that maybe some type of emotional pain or emotional trauma that happened to them, and they don't know how to deal with it, or they're not dealing with it in the proper way, or they're pushing it aside and neglecting to take care of it, or neglecting to get help. If you're dealing with emotional hurt and emotional pain, and I see my friend Terry has mentioned that here, that we need to take care of that emotional pain and get the junk out. And we do. And there's people that can help you do that. And I recommend that you don't neglect it, you don't let it go, that you do something, that you find somebody that can help you in dealing with that pain. I have a good friend that wrote a book, and I don't know if I've got a copy of that book here somewhere. I don't see one laying here on my desk. I was going to show it to you if I had it. But his name is Brian Holmes, and he wrote a book several years ago called The Ties That Bind that addresses that soul sickness. And so I highly recommend that if you're dealing with soul problems, soul sickness, emotional pain, emotional hurts, that's a great book for you to read. But there are professional counselors that can help you in dealing with that. So I highly recommend it, guys. And I know some of you on the broadcast tonight have read that book, and I'm sure you could give a great testimony of how that book helped you. And Brian's a great guy, and I appreciate him writing that book and sharing what he shared in the book about his own emotional hurt and pain that he dealt with in his life. And we all, you know, deal with things from time to time, but we can't let it rob our lives of health and joy and peace that God wants us to have in our lives.